Yes. I'm going to item 7 right now, reports by Water Board Chair and Board Members. And at this point in the meeting, I'd like to recognize our retiring Executive Officer, Harold Singer. We have 2 resolutions, and we have the State Water Board member here. And would you read the Water Board resolution?
Thank you. I'm particularly happy to be here and happy to be able to do this. I'm trying to think if I met Harold before I was the EPA Regional Administrator, when I was Public Works in LA and in the water world. I can't remember, but one of the things I was pleased to be able to do is to work with him on a number of issues, particularly like Tahoe, but any number of issues, and he was legendary even then. And then having left to go to the nonprofit world for 10 years, I came back and was disappointed he wasn't here anymore, which was only muted by the fact that Patty had been hired as his successor, who I had also had the chance to work with. So you guys are good at picking them and managing, and it's particularly nice that I can be here. So on behalf of the entire State Water Resources Control Board and staff, I will. Whereas Harold Singer has been a valued leader, mentor, co-worker, and wonderful friend to many during his employment at the Lahontan Regional Water Board. Harold retired in May 2012 after a 39-year career with the water boards, 23 of which he served as executive officer of the Lahontan Regional Water Board. Whereas Harold was known for his wisdom in approaching complex problems, his strategy was to take the long view, to approach major issues systematically, one by one, to protect and improve water quality for the entire region. Above all, he was known as a caring and compassionate person. As an aside, that comes through over and over again, even in the press accounts of his retirement. Whereas Harold graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, go Bears, with a degree in civil and geotechnical engineering, and is also a licensed California civil and geotechnical engineer, Harold was first hired as a graduate student assistant with the State Water Board in June 1972. Really astonishing. He transferred to the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Board, where he worked in several engineering positions for 13 years. In January 1987, he returned to the State Water Board's Division of Water Quality as a principal water resources control engineer. Then, in 1989, he was appointed as executive officer of Lahontan Regional Water Board. Whereas Harold was instrumental in pioneering innovative requirements in the Lake Tahoe total maximum daily loads, which were adopted by the Lahontan Regional Water Board in 2010. The TMDL represents a decade of collaborative effort between government agencies, scientists, and public stakeholders to reduce pollutants affecting Lake Tahoe. Harold met tirelessly with Lake Tahoe municipalities over permit requirements and established tools that hold municipalities on the California side of Lake Tahoe Basin accountable for achieving water quality improvements required by the Lake Tahoe TMDL. Whereas Harold issued enforcement orders that improved wastewater treatment practices and reduced groundwater pollution at 2 Los Angeles County Sewage District facilities in Lancaster and Palmdale, and whereas in October 2011, Harold issued a precedent-setting cleanup and abatement order which required Pacific Gas and Electric Company to provide whole house replacement water for residents of Hinckley, California, whose domestic wells showed levels of hexavalent chromium above public health goals. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the State Water Board extends its appreciation for Harold's true dedication to protect the waters of the United States and the health of the citizens of California. And be it further resolved that the State Water Board wishes for health, happiness, and fulfillment to Harold, his wife Pam, and their children Garrett and Reagan. May Harold always be active in the Lake Tahoe community, volunteering for school and youth sports, serving on the board of the Tahoe Heritage Foundation, kayaking at Lake Tahoe, and skiing the mountains around the beautiful lake he worked so hard to keep blue. With thanks from all of us.
Two more.
Lots of pictures.
And Harold, could we have a similar picture taken with you right here, the board behind you?
Oh, we should have to, we have to stand
yes.
up.
Yeah.
You have to stand up.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, feel good.
Can we get Gene in this picture too?
Yeah.
There's a second resolution. A second resolution.
Yeah.
So you can hold two resolutions in your picture.
Sure glad I
wrote it
down. Just to mention, our esteemed legislature, sponsored by Senator Ted Gaines, also has awarded a resolution. I won't read the whole thing, but the legislature, too, appreciates your commitment and all the work you've done for the state of California and the Mahon Regional Board. All right, one, two, cheese. It's actually really good.
Well, that is. I could have waited up a little bit. That one's pretty nice.
No.
So one more. And now we'll go into closed session.
This way. All right, you guys are surrounding me here.
every wall.
Yeah, this is unexpected in terms of thank you. It's hard to understand this, but it feels strange coming to a board meeting without a binder in mind. But it was really wonderful driving down today, getting to see the region here. It's been a while since I've driven down. And it makes you appreciate the work you've done and the work that some of these people out here, along with many that aren't sitting here, also do. You know, a lot of things that are said in there, I really appreciate them, but without these people, it wouldn't have happened. And that's the most important thing. This was a team effort. It's something you can't do by yourself. I did certain things. Well, the board did many of those things too. We brought them to you, and you had the wisdom to appreciate what they were and to adopt them. So I thank you for that, for the support over the years, to you who sit here, to Gene who sits out here, and many others who are here. So I really appreciate the support over the years. Frankly, because Lori was here then, and Chuck wasn't. When he announced that I got that I was being offered the job, it was totally a shock to me. I don't know if some of you know, but there were a few on the interview panel, and there were a few people that were applying for the job. And frankly, I had sort of said, well, it seems like the board was leaning towards a different candidate. And expect to go home that evening. And Bob Dodds, who many of you know, said, you better stick around. So I did. But it's been a wonderful experience. Really the support of people around you, people that couldn't be here today, my wife and kids, who frankly, now's the time I get to devote to them. And it's about time. So I appreciate the opportunity to do that at this point. I will. But again, I just want to thank all of you and those of you who are here.
Well, thank you. And now we're going to closed session.